Listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, providing information to help you grow your business on eBay, even if you've made a complete mess of the rest of your life. Here's your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. I'm Lee Mirabal. Griff has stepped out for a moment. He'll be back shortly. As full-time eBay sellers know, selling on eBay full-time is a full-time job. Now imagine running your eBay store with three small children underfoot. Well, Jennifer Marula is a full-time mom and a full-time eBay seller. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Marulo 7759. Jennifer, what question about selling on eBay do you hear most often from other moms?
Is it possible to make an income on eBay?
And what do you tell them?
And yes, it is. I never thought so myself, but you know what? I did a couple things and I discovered that it is. My best advice is to find an item that's or a niche or a category that you really like, know, love, and want to learn a lot about. And you know, the best way, and this is what I did, the best way to learn about a niche is to join Facebook groups, actually. For example, I joined Disney fan groups because I saw a lot of Disney costumes and toys. And so I joined these groups, and what I found in these groups is I learned what is hot, what is sold out everywhere, so I could run to my store and see if I maybe can have access and source this item. I found out items that will be released soon and when the release dates are and where to buy them. And these items might be predicted to sell out. And as we all know, once stuff sells out on eBay, those prices go up. So, you know, I spend a lot of time, you know, just learning from customers basically what they want. And then I go out and source those items.
So you call yourself the costume family. Your store is called the Costume Family. How'd you get that name?
I started out selling costumes only. I initially would buy them from a thrift store. What this thrift store got was defective and returned and overstocked costumes from a major local Halloween retailer. So these were all new costumes. And so I got them so cheap. And so I started selling these just at Halloween. And then I loved it so much. And I also love Disney, so I got into Disney costumes specifically and Disney toys as well, you know, to kind of make it through the year as well. And now I buy costumes wholesale, and that's pretty much how I got into their costume game there.
And I don't know how your children are, but my grandsons had that costume box in and through till they were like 8 or 9 years old. And it didn't have to be just Halloween. It was all year. They would play, they would role play, and they'd go and they'd get some of those costumes. How old are your children?
My children are ages 7, 6, and 3.
Well, you know, it used to be back in the old days before so many women either had a business or worked outside the home, that as soon as your kids got off to school at 7:30 in the morning, you pretty much had your day clear except for housework and stuff. But now, mothers are expected to drive to soccer practice to take their kids all these places after school. I don't know how you women do it who run a business and have children.
Scheduling and routines. You know, I always joke, my house is run like a kindergarten classroom because kids thrive on routine. You know, they really do. And so that's one thing I try to stick to. I schedule in, you know, their day. I try to schedule in when I'm going to work, whether that's during nap time, during, you know, after school play time, you know, whatever it may be. I always try to schedule in their day as well as mine. And I also keep in mind one thing, and this is one thing I really do. Kids throw a curveball at you. As you know, a kid can wake up sick and that schedule is thrown right out the door. And you know what I do is I have somebody that I trust fully to access my eBay, and if I need to run a kid to the doctor, they're able to step in, go in, print my labels, ship my items so I can still adhere to those shipping times. You know, so, I mean, it's not all just landing on moms. I'm not going to lie to you. You need a support system. You need a backup. You need people to help you. I mean, I do a lot of it on my own. And even sometimes when those kids are sick, I'll take them to the doctor, and then afterwards we run to my storage unit to get myself for the day. But, you know, just having that support system there is very important.
And the good, you know, the good news is you're an entrepreneur, so you can do this. If you were working for somebody, you would have a hard time getting off when your kid was sick. So that's the good part. Now, you mentioned that you started buying wholesale a while back. Do you have any tips or best practice recommendations for buying wholesale?
Absolutely. Now, for me, because I already knew the costume brands that I knew sold well on eBay and that I liked, I already knew that the companies I was reaching out to were reputable because they were the actual brands. But I would suggest for those not looking into costumes to do a lot of research. But another thing to look into is trade shows. I recently went to a trade show last year. And these trade shows are awesome because you can meet every wholesaler in the business. One thing I highly suggest before heading out to that trade show is getting a state's reseller's license. Also have a business card in hand because they're going to want to know everything about you. Every company you talk to, they want to send you catalogs. They want to send you price guides. So you want to have all that information on a card ready to go for them.
We're speaking with Jennifer Marullo. She's a full-time mom and a full-time eBay seller. What costumes do well on eBay, Jennifer? Do any sell year-round?
Oh, yes. The main costume I sell year-round, and I mean almost every single day of the year, is princess children's costume.
Of course. Little girls want to dress up.
They do. And you know what? It's crazy, and you might not believe me, but this is true. I sell more princess costumes during the non-Halloween season than I do during Halloween. During Halloween, they like to be the characters like from movies, like Poppy from the most recent Trolls movie, or last year Powerpuff Girls was a big one for me, or they rolled out all these superhero characters for girls. But during the regular part of the year, I sell so many princess costumes. A lot of them are for Disney trips. A lot of people message me, hey, can you get this to me by this date? Because I really need to get to a Disney, and, you know, my daughter's wearing this, or even like party-themed, princess party themes, or even as gifts. And like you said, you know, kids, my two girls, they are often just walking around the house in princess costumes. Doesn't matter what time of day or what we're doing.
Is it safe to offer returns on costumes, or do a lot of people wear the costumes and try to return them?
It is very safe. One thing, keep in mind, all major costume sellers accept returns. So that's one thing your competitors do. Another thing is, let me give you some numbers here. Last October, I sold about 1,000 costumes. After Halloween, I received 10 return requests. Of those 10, only one was worn and damaged. So, and it was not resellable. So I think overall, 1 out of 1,000, those are some pretty good numbers.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I like to think eBay is a good community. We're a good community of good people. Overall, that's what I've come to find out in the past 8 years that I've been selling. Lots of good people. Very few bad apples out there.
Jennifer, how did you handle that one that was obviously used and damaged? Did you just refund it?
Well, I reached out to... Yeah, I ended up just refunding it. I did reach out to eBay customer service, and they did say, you know, you offer returns, not much you can do. And, you know, when you run a business, you have what's called shrink, and you've got to factor in shrink. You know, shrink, if you have a brick-and-mortar store, shrink can be actual theft. For us, it's return damaged products. So, I mean, or, you know, lost shipment items that you might not have insured, you know, whatever that may be. Shrink is lost profit, and you've got to be able to have a little overhead in there to factor that in. So even though it may be a little disappointing, it's all part of the business.
Any bonus tips for us, Jennifer?
As far as customs go?
As far as being a mother working at home with children.
Try to spend 50-50 family and eBay. Sometimes I find myself being too much eBay lady and not enough mom. And sometimes I find myself being too much mom and my house is super clean. And then I notice, hey, sales are kind of going down a little bit. My need to be lifted pile is packing up. So try to really be 50-50. And again, a good way to really do that is scheduling and, you know, having that support system there. And, you know, and a lot of times too, get your kids involved. You know, my kids go to the storage unit with me. Just the other day, we got a bunch of bracelets in and my daughter helped me sort the bracelets. She had a ball because she is a little diva and she loves jewelry. So this was the most fun for her, and I was getting work done and spending time with her, so it was a win-win.
And you're teaching her how to be an entrepreneur. That's an invaluable lesson.
Oh, yeah. This is the one that I think might take over Costume Family someday.
Could happen. Could happen. She's an heiress.
Yes.
Jennifer Marullo, full-time mom and full-time eBay seller. Look up her stuff. She takes good pictures. Marullo, M-A-R-U-L-L-O, 7759. This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Up next, what's happening with mobile?
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
You'd like to expand your inventory, so you need to find a profitable niche, maybe even more than one. But you don't have anywhere to store those items, let alone time to ship them. What do? You need DOBA. DOBA's hot products list includes thousands of best-selling items drop-shipped straight from their manufacturers. You can stock your eBay store in minutes right from DOBA's website, complete with professional stock photos and full item descriptions. When one product line cools off, you can quickly find another to take its place. DOBA's featured products all come from verified suppliers, so you can be sure they're reliable. You can trust them to have your items in stock and fulfill orders quickly. And since you don't have to worry about shipping, you can spend more time growing your sales. Try DOBA free for 30 days. No credit card required at DOBA.com. That's D-O-B-A. DOBA.com.
Oh, hi, Bob.
Hi, Susie.
What can I do for you?
I've got this package to mail, and I heard you've got a post office on your desktop.
You must be talking about Stamps.com. Come on in. Stamps.com imports orders from all my selling channels into one interface, then uploads tracking automatically, and I can batch print multiple labels for as many packages as I have orders.
How much will I owe you for shipping my package?
Stamps.com actually saves me money with the lowest available USPS rates.
I'll pay you cash.
With Stamps.com, I use my PayPal debit card to buy postage, so I get 1% cash back every time I ship. Now, let's weigh your package with the free 5-pound scale I got for trying Stamps.com. Get your free scale for the cost of shipping and handling at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Where?
Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Now let's weigh that package.